Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Get that. Who number one?
Please leave a message after the beep.
You lie!
Beep, bitches.
Wait, who said that? The white dude on one is Malibu's Most Wanted?
Said what?
Beep, bitches.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never seen that entire movie.
Oh.
I've only seen three parts.
Why only three parts?
Because the three part that had the bitches in it.
This dude is stupid. See ya.
Shoot up. Nigga, you kind of spry this early, nigga.
Spry? That's what we doing?
That nigga's hype.
Hype? All right, I'm ready to go.
All right.
It's too early up here.
You said it's too early.
Yo, it's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff from episode... Wait a minute. Yo, it's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff. This is episode... Why you always start sniffing it in?
Oh, no.
Every time the show starts. It's your boy, the Black David Apples. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, episode 229. I'm still going to drop a dime. We coming at you live from the Hacienda, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitting to him, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, a.k.a. Donut Juice, a.k.a. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate. AKA, I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want
like
from me?
Me?
Hold up, man. Mess that all up. I'm going back, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man. Nobody wanna touch you. All right. Forget That Your Radio, episode 229. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitter than him, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, a.k.a. Donut Juice, a.k.a. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate, a.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.k.a. inspiring entrepreneur Dolo. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me? I hope so.
Oh, my God.
I hope so.
What's up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up a grip up. Crip. A.k.a. Stone El Terrible. A.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off. A.k.a. A boo boo. You looking at a bad nigga. A.k.a. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. A.k.a. Filthy Rodriguez. A.k.a. Dirty Sanchez. A.k.a. Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones. Because this meat is good. A.k.a. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez. This meat is spicy. A.k.a. Throw Forward. Shit. Fucked up. A.k.a. I can get the box on the low. A.k.a. is a diamond on my dick. My dick's your girl's best friend. Let's get it.
I don't know how I feel about that. You can get gangrene or something from that, I think. He's got a diamond just chilling out there.
It's just chilling. I use gorilla glue.
Oh, wee. That ain't coming off.
Hell no.
Yo, you know what it is, man. ForgetThatYo.com, at ForgetThatYo on Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and we can all be friends. Is that all right with you? Is that all right with you? All right, we're going to keep banging. At ForgetThatYo on Instagram. Check it out. And, yeah, leave us a review. I ain't said that in a long time. Leave some reviews on iTunes or wherever you listen. If they got a little review section, put that review in there. You know what I'm saying? Do it like that. We got two.
Tell us if you leave a review, because we don't check them.
Yeah. I mean,
just let us know, like, hey, man, I left a review. All right, we'll read it on the show, because we don't check them.
Or just put them up there. I got a service that tells me if we got reviews.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's the free version, so it always be T, but
it don't be on point.
Yeah, it'll eventually get around to it. Oh, yeah, you got a review from 2002. Check that out.
Oh, say word. Okay.
Look at that. We got two voicemails. They've been sitting here for a little minute. You know what I'm saying?
Is it Brit?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
We got Young G in the building.
No doubt.
So we're going to play that one first. Here we go.
Yo, what up? Forget that, yo. What's happening, fellas? It's your boy Gene. That's right. One of the Gambinos in the building. AKA Soul Controller, AKA Agent Orange, taking it back to the original AKAs. AKA we was doing AKAs before AKAs was hot. You know, all that. So what we're not gonna do is we're not gonna talk about how the quality on my first joint wasn't on point. Right, I was in the car and that was the microphone that picked up, but I don't have to explain myself to y'all, so I don't even know why I am, but I am. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm mad that y'all messed up my shot. You know, I kind of was halfway shooting my voicemail shot. You know what I'm saying? And y'all done pissed her off. And now she all mad and pissed off with y'all. So she ain't even have a chance to get back at the kid. Like, we just going to be like voicemail dating. That's it. That's how it's going to be the end of it. You know what I'm saying? But now y'all done messed that all up. And you know, she pissed off with y'all. So she ain't even thinking about the kid right now. I feel a type of way about that. All right. And yeah. When y'all take your family to the movie theater, I'm about to school y'all on how you do it. Because like you said, you ain't seen no popcorn and no drinks. And you never will. All right? Unless it's just me and the wifey. Then, you know what I'm saying? The kid will splurge a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So this is what you do. See, first off, see, we got a 2-year-old. So out the gate, that means we're going to be taking in there a baby bag. And you want to know what's not in there? Ain't no diapers in there. Ain't no wipes in there. You know what I'm saying? It's all food items. We go to Publix, stock up on that real quick, and then we go to the little candy store, stock up on that real quick, and we go up in there. The wife got a huge Michael Kors bag. They ain't checking bags. You know what I'm saying? Then I go in there with a little book bag on. They ain't checking that either. Why? Because all the kids got book bags, so they ain't thinking nothing about me when I got my book bag. And we eating good, real good up in there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how you do that up in the movie theaters. What else we gonna talk about? Because y'all niggas, y'all really was, you know, coming at a nigga neck about his voicemail, and I ain't appreciate that too much, you know what I'm saying? So I felt type of way about that. But, you know, we're going to let that ride. All right? I know what I've been meaning to talk about. Like I told y'all earlier this year, 2019, we are holding Mr. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, accountable for all his actions. All right? We're not letting him wall slide past anything anymore. All right? So, like I said, we're going to hold him accountable. I'm going to take it back to 98 when this dude got almost all the Gambinos suspended because everybody decided they want to wear camo pants to school and they was talking about it was gang affiliated or whatever because we was in Waynesville, a freaking white school. They think everything we did was gang affiliated, whatever. And so all these niggas just get suspended, right? And ain't nobody come at Anthony about that. Why? It was his idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody thinking like we mad at the school. We should have been mad at Anthony because we knew what time it was. We knew how they was watching the kids. But, you know, that's that. So we're going to let, you know, we're going to put that on blast. Anthony got almost all of us suspended. You know what I'm saying? And what else? You know what I'm saying? Could just be saying whatever he want to say and people don't ever check him on it. You know what I'm saying? So and now I'm listening for everything you say, Stone. We gonna hold him accountable, bruh. We gonna hold him accountable. Now, I know you probably wonder why everybody always go in on me. Why everybody do my own say that to Stone? Have you listened to his AKA's, nigga? Anybody trying to see that nigga in the streets? Right? You know what I'm saying? I'm with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? When stuff go down, I'm standing beside Stone, my nigga. Like, I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all I got for y'all. I ain't going to give y'all no long joint. So, yeah, I'm going to holla at y'all. Keep doing what y'all do. Like I said, if y'all not listening to Dog, don't forget that, yo. Slap yourself 4 times real hard. All right? I'm going to holla.
Yeah, I got a few things to say about this voice. Yeah, shout out to G, man.
Hell yeah. All
right, number one. Yo, we said this. We talked about voicemail quality. Why it sound like my man went and got an entire studio to record a voicemail?
My nigga. When he said, y'all talked about my voicemail quality, right? I thought, is that why this shit is so much better? You know what I'm
saying? Duh, I can hear the saliva in his mouth.
Yo, that nigga was at Bad Boy Studios, son.
No, why he had Diddy's engineer, though?
You know what I'm saying? That nigga spent $10,000 to send the voicemail so we wouldn't talk about his shit, and we still doing it.
God dang, that boy had the pop filter on the mic and everything.
Really? I was like, yo, this shit sound good.
Then I want to talk about, yo, my man said, yo, a grown man with a backpack is crazy.
Yeah, that's suspect. That's suspect as hell, son.
Like, I might get up and tell for the first time in my life. Like, I don't know what he packing in his backpack.
Yo, my shit is right. You got a backpack. Your wife got a big bag, right? So, like I said the last time, there's definitely a brisket in there. But why the baby can't go to the bathroom?
Right?
Oh, you say you got a 2-year-old, so you got a diaper bag? Nigga, it need to be some diapers in there because he going to use the bathroom, son.
Yo, no diapers. Kamikaze.
Yo, just have a diaper in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I understand we sneaking in lobster biscuit and all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, have a diaper in your pocket, son.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at least have one in your bag. Yo, he said the kids had bags, too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, ain't nobody think to bring no diapers, man.
Yo, if I see the kids with bags, like, and you got a bag? Nah, bro, I'm out.
Pop's got a bag and the kids got bags? Nope. These niggas about to have a 5-star meal up in here, son. No. Hell no.
I'm checking everything. Everybody's back.
Hell yeah. Everybody get butt naked.
Oh, and then another part of that, if everybody got a bag and he said they went to Publix, dog, you might as well order the food at the theater because y'all spend an extra 40 at Publix. Yo, that's the bougiest shop you can go to.
Hell yeah, man. Yo, they got an entry fee.
Yeah, they got chicken tender subs and everything in their backpack.
Yeah.
Yo, before I go to the movies, if I'm feeling frisky, I go to Dollar General.
Hell yeah, yo.
My man went to Publix and the candy store.
Yo, they went and got some seafood, son.
He got crab legs in his bag.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas got plates made and put it in their bag, son.
They went and got the Sunday dinner. Yo.
This nigga had stuffing on a Thursday, my nigga. Like, damn.
That is nuts.
Yeah. So why you getting everybody suspended from school, man?
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I was a rebel, and I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, bring out the, yo, schools, somebody had to bring out the adventure.
Was it all the same color?
Yeah, we all had the white, gray, and black joints.
Oh, okay, yeah, that ain't y'all fault.
With the woo, you had the woo shirt on or a black tee. I think it was a black tee.
Yeah. Nah, that was our fault, man. We started that shit with the sweatpants.
Y'all got in trouble for sweatpants?
Yeah.
What color? Because
we all colors, but we all wore them inside out. And we was gang affiliated. So they were like, nah. Nah, this ain't this will not happen again. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I tried to start mini rebellions. When that kid shot up the school and then we all had to have clear backpacks. I'll say, hey, how about none of us wear a clear backpack? What, they going to send all of us home?
Yes. Nope.
I was the only one that came to school without a clear backpack.
Yeah. Hey, no support team, man.
What else happened? Oh, I told, they told us dress shoes, whatever, graduation. I said, let's wear Tim's. I think it was only me and Nathan that showed up. Dominic and Lou left us hanging, talking about, grandma said no.
You damn right she did. Hey, speaking of Dominic and Lou, man.
Yeah.
So you saw that picture with Country Wayne, right?
Yeah.
Yo, your boy was fresh. Your boy was fresh as shit, man. He had the phones on with the matching shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one you think sold it for him? Like, did he see the shirt and be like, ooh, that matched them shoes? Or he saw the shoes like, oh, nigga, I got to get that shirt too. Which one was it?
Well, I got inside information, so.
Oh, okay.
He got the shoes as a gift, and that's as much as I know is inside information. So my thinking is if somebody give me these shoes, what the hell can I wear with them but this shirt?
Yeah, I can't wear nothing but this shirt, girl.
So I got to go get the shirt. Yo, Country Wayne look like he weighed 110 pounds.
You giving him too much.
Oh, my bad. 93.
That needs 95. Easy, son.
Easy. Yeah, man. We about to get to the next voice. Mizzle. Shout out to Jimmy. Mizzle. Gambino's in the building. We out here. And, I didn't know you were trying to voicemail Dave. My bad, dog.
Hey, I told you, man. I'm sorry. You shot your shot. And we fucked it up. My bad.
Here we go. This one is from Shaheen.
Oh.
And it says.
Big Heem
says 7 minutes. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
It's always. Actually, this is a short one for Shaheem.
Man, let's see what you're talking about, man.
Man, what's up, man? What's up? Forget that, yo.
Oh, it's good dude,
Shaheem, man, a.k.a. Noise in the Air, a.k.a. No Longer Father of Tribe, Father of a Nation, a.k.a. I'm good in any community because of the hood of me. Yo. Hey, man, I just want to say the last episodes, man, y'all have been really doing y'all thing, man. Good content. I've been dying laughing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been consistent, and I just want to say y'all doing a good job. Let me just put that in the forefront. So episode 27 and 28, when I heard episode 227, I was like, man, oh my god, they are hitting on everything, y'all. I'm gonna say this right now, I feel 70 to 85% of how y'all feel about the whole Nipsey Hussle situation and everything like that. I just want to say that made so much sense to me. The part that I agree with the most is that celebrate the man when he's giving you, like, you know, when he's teaching y'all how to do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had, like, you know, we got Harriet Tubman. In our communities, you know what I'm saying? We got people that have made it out, came back trying to show everybody else how they made it out. Okay? We have those people in our communities. As I grew up, and this is going to probably be two voicemails. I'm going to try to keep them down. Anyway, we have, you know what I'm saying? Like, at a certain point, I listen to everything. I used to listen to rock and everything growing up, especially hip-hop, you know, and everything that they were saying. And my mom heard the NWA album Straight Outta Compton, and that didn't go over so well, but, you know, I still was always into music and hip-hop and the stories that they told and everything like that. But I say about middle school, I figured that I wasn't really trying to live that kind of life they was living and stuff like that. I grew up in some bad neighborhoods, but I wasn't trying to live that life. So I surrounded myself around friends that, I mean, some of them were kind of a little bit older than me, some of them my age, but I surrounded myself with friends that just had that drive and ambition to do things in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had goals past 5 years, past if they get hurt, you know, playing a sport or something like that. And I saw the ambition in them as there was things that we did. Like, you know, I used to do model cars with my friends, you know, that turn, you know, we just used to do stuff, and it was to better ourselves, you know. And I mean, anyway, so going back to the topic, so yeah, why not be with this man when he was Harriet Tubman on Earth, like, instead of, like, oh, man, that was a good idea. Now, you know what I'm saying? I totally understood what y'all were saying by that, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? Support the man now anyway. I mean, he's dead, but support him now. But y'all could have really, really supported him. And he's got multiple businesses. It ain't just Marathon. Like, that dude created some businesses. That's why I started getting back. I mean, that's why I started getting interested in him, because I started hearing about all this crap he was doing. So, I'm just saying, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Britt, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I can see how you got offended by what they were talking about and everything. In episode 28, that's why I was kind of... I was going to... Like I said, man, I was going to do a voice memo for 227, but then I heard... Then y'all came out with 228, and then I heard Britt Red. I was like, man, no, I can't. I don't want no problems. So I had to make sure I worded myself correctly. I don't want no smoke. I don't want no problems. So anyway, moving past that. Yo, B2G is a genius. But first of all, I gotta say this. I've slowed down off of milk, but I used to be a big fan of milk. I used to have the syrup to make chocolate milk, strawberry milk, banana milk. I used to mix milk with coconut to make something. I used to just drink big cups of milk with no cookies, with no pancakes, none of that. I just used to drink milk. And I don't know what put it in my head that milk does a body good, but I really believe those commercials. And so I was a strong milk drinker. Yes, I've drunk milk warm. I've drunk milk with ice. I've done the ice cream with the milk and the cereal. And I even got my kids. I get mad at my kids when they eat a bowl of cereal, and then they put all this milk in the bowl, but then they eat all the cereal and they're done. I'm like, no, you ain't done. You still got milk in your bowl. What are you gonna do with the milk? You can't just throw out the milk. They don't want the milk. I'm like, y'all drinking the milk. They don't get to leave the seat until they drink the leftover milk that is in that bowl. Yeah. Because it's good anyway. You done had some Fruity Pebbles. Drink the milk. So, love milk. And then BT2G's idea, the segment for husbands. Hey, do it, sir. B2G's the president. I strongly support that. I don't know what to call it. But I'm going to tell you this. When you told that story... about your situation, bro, I would have done that. Like, that would have been me. I think 75 to 80% at least black men that are married, been married to their wife more than 5 years, you know, had a wife for more than 5 years. I would say if you was under 5 years, I don't think you'd have been bold enough to answer that phone. But more than 5 years, you know what your wife is capable of doing. If you know, and that's one of them things you just don't mess with. So my wife, like, usually when my wife, me and my wife are out, I look like the bodyguard. You know what I'm saying? But don't mess with my wife. She the feisty one. She will lay somebody. She's violent. And she don't want to. I love you, sweetie. I hope you don't listen to this. But, dude, I felt you on that, man. Like, I know how it, man, that was just right, that hit home. So please come up with that concept. Anyway, I tried, man. I'm keeping it at 7 minutes. I tried. So, hey, y'all stay up. Keep doing it. Keep them bangers coming out, man. It's a good dude. Deuces.
Yo, that didn't even seem like 7 minutes, though.
No, it didn't.
That was a good voice, man.
I started timing it a little bit through and only got 3 minutes.
Oh, no, it was 7 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I started timing it late. And I was like, see how much is left, and it was only like 3 minutes.
Oh yeah. Like it wasn't, it was pretty good voicemail. Shout out to Shaheem.
Yeah. Red Big Heem. Yo, Britt got us shook, bro.
Heck yeah.
Yo, for real, man. And yo, remember what Shaheem said, like all of this or that? He's like, man, that's normal stuff to him.
Yeah.
Now I understand why, because this nigga's a fucking savage, yeah, with all that milk.
That man said, I drink milk warm. I drink milk on a boat.
With ice.
With ice. I drink milk in the summertime with a winter coat. Like, you drink milk everywhere.
Yo, it sounded like he was raised by jackals. Warm milk, son? Ice milk?
You know,
the kids, The kids gotta drink the milk.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, right now it's intervention. Bruh, stop making them drink the milk. Like, yo, the less milk, the better.
For real. Yo, yo, you got, I lost count, so I think it's upwards of around 30 or 34 kids, man. At least 12 of them is lactose intolerant, son. You just forcing milk down their throat.
You know what I'm saying?
Cut that out, man.
Like, milk builds mucus in the system and everything. Yo, you'll solve a lot of problems in doctor visits if you stop making them drink that damn milk.
Hell yeah.
Sad. Oh, yeah, I thought he was about to say I'll make them recycle it and put it back in the recycled container.
Yo, he said recycle thing. Yo, one of them get the bowl and he pour it in the other nigga bowl. That's his milk. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, they eat staggered. You eat it first. You pour it. Yo.
Say that milk. Give your brother the bowl and let him pour cereal on top of that. But we don't eat the same cereal. I don't care. He's saving his milk, son.
Yo, I would run away from home. You got to at that point.
Over milk.
Hell yeah, recycled milk, like you watching him, the milk drips falling back in the bowl and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. He ain't catching none of it in his mouth. So.
Like, like, dad, but he eat too sloppy.
Boy, eat the milk.
Don't say nothing back to me, boy. Put that milk in your bowl. Drink the milk, Benny May. Drink the milk. Yo, will we call Shaheem milk a sewer?
A milkosaurus.
Milkosaurus. Yo, you wild, son. Yo, appreciate all the voicemails this week.
Yeah, man.
Now we're about to get into this Sunday service. Kanye West.
No.
Did you watch the Sunday service?
Mm-mm.
Yo, I'm tired of celebrities trying to be so, what do you call it? Like, if y'all stop calling these people a genius, a lot of this crap stop, man.
Yo, like, is it now getting carried away?
It's getting carried away, man. People are trying to just out-genius each other with stuff that's not even genius. It's just stupid.
It's just regular shit.
All right, dog. His Coachella performance, right? They had a stream so you could watch these people perform. So everybody got a nice regular stream, regular degler. Kanye West comes in with a Sunday service, and you got to look through a peephole to see the damn performance.
What?
They put a damn black, like, it's like they put a black cap on the camera.
Yeah.
And cut a hole in the middle so you could just see a little hole in the screen. Like, come on, man. Who's dumb?
Is that the genius part?
That's the genius part. Oh, what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? Since y'all want to watch a nice screen of people performing, let me put a black cap on the screen with a little hole in the middle so it's like you're looking through a peephole. Man, if you don't get the hell out of here.
Man, what the fuck is wrong with these niggas, man?
God, it was the dumbest thing I ever seen. And then it was like some Illuminati stuff because, all right, first you already looking through a peephole, and then he got everybody in a circle like the hole with a in the middle formed as an eye.
What?
Come on, man.
What's wrong with this
like
dude,
a man? Damn cult. And then everybody, yo, I'm waiting for this Kanye fashion to take over. Because my man was dressed.
Nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
My man was dressed like a homeless man with oversized clothes on.
Yeah, man. Like, what is that?
Dog, if that, I'm telling you, if that take off, I'm definitely moving to Budapest.
Yes, and this is the nigga that y'all look to for fashion. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this nigga's dressed like he's homeless, my nigga. Like he's homeless in the future. Like, nigga, what are we doing, man? Like, why? Yo, because that Life of Pablo shit? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, pure unadulterated trash, my nigga. And I still see people rocking that shit.
Dang. Yo.
Come on, man.
Now we see why the gatekeepers wouldn't let him in. Nigga, you know your fashion was trash.
Yo, like, nigga, you're not a genius, nigga. You're just weird. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that genius shit is gone, my nigga. You're just fucking weird, man.
Did you see the clothes he was selling at the Sunday service?
He was selling clothes at church?
Oh, dang. You ain't seen them?
Oh, man.
Nah, you got to Google this, dog. Google Kanye West Sunday service clothing. Let me see what comes up.
And I hope this...
Yeah. It's when you, and Google, when you scroll, it's in the middle under top stories.
Sunday service. She was Sunday service. No, I got to put the clothes part on there.
Mm-hmm. Church clothes. Church clothes at Coachella.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Wait till you see the socks.
Yes. Oh. $50 pair of socks. Including a 50 of socks. These words should never be spoken, my nigga.
Yo, all right, check it out, y'all. He got a pair of socks for $50, and they say Jesus walks on it. And another pair says church clothes for $50.
Church socks.
Yeah, church socks, my bad.
They say Holy Spirit, trust God, Sunday service at the mountain?
Yeah, he got the sweaters, right? The sweaters say Holy Spirit and church service at the mountain. That's in the same circle that you can see through when you watch the feed. Now, these look like the exact same sweaters, so I don't know why Holy Spirit sweater is $225.
Yeah, no, the Holy Spirit is $225 in brown.
Yeah,
and $165 in dingy gray. And a t-shirt with the smallest neck hole I've ever seen is $70.
Yo, I bet you they sold out, dog.
Of course, yo, they can't help it, man. A nigga give them something, and they gonna and the sign. Look, they got a picture of this shit say church clothes. And the line is fucking ridiculous. Like, these niggas trying to get some Orlando cupcakes, my nigga.
Yo. I knew y'all was crazy when y'all bought them damn Yeezys.
Yeah. Oh, this nigga got some sweaty sweats. Yeah. That say, what is it? It say, Sunday service sweat. Sunday service sweatpants. And it look like it say Sunday service on the back of it. So this is like a nigga having Juicy across his ass.
Amen.
And they're the dingy gray is $135.
God.
For the sweatpants, right?
Yeah.
The brown with bleach stains on it is $195.
Yo.
Nigga, kill yourself.
Y'all niggas worship him.
Bruh, I ain't gonna lie though. The choir singing the songs, amazing.
Yeah. This nigga got a Sunday service poncho.
Nah, bro.
For $75, nigga.
Dang.
And it looked like a t-shirt they just cut the bottoms on.
Yeah.
My nigga.
Y'all niggas worship him.
Yo, like real facts, man. We over here selling shirts for $25, B.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all think that's over the top.
You know what I'm saying? Now, we always talk about supporting black-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chief called, and this ain't it, my nigga.
This ain't it. This man trying to break y'all. You can only see where he is.
Yo, like, my nigga, why is it this trash, and why is it that much?
Like, who actually made, like, how do you go to somebody and be like, yo, I got this idea, right? Well, I would have been like, hey, you got to pay for this up front in full.
Knowing Kanye, son, he printed them at the house.
Oh, yeah, that was part of his genius.
You know what I'm saying? He got one of the machines and printed that shit at the house, man.
Kanye West got a sweatshop in his house.
Yeah. Yeah, that burning little Asian feet, man. You stupid, man.
And they gotta be, dog. I'm telling you, they gotta be in there 24 hours a day. So he'll wake up at 3:31 in the morning and walk in there with an idea, and they gotta create it on the spot.
Yeah, on the spot. and it better take less than 15 minutes of somebody getting beat, nigga.
And he's standing right there looking at you,
singing Jesus Walks.
He had DMX come out and do the prayer.
You know what I'm saying?
DMX looking like, look, boy, like he was in jail eating ribs, and macaroni and cheese. Yo.
Yeah, man, give him that good. Yo, that's what happened when you stop smoking crack.
Yeah, DMS are like past the X, boy.
Yo, oh, man. Yo, all right, so I'm all for supporting black-owned businesses, man.
Mm-hmm.
But with the clothing, why I gotta be so much?
Because they trying to be like them damn designers.
Why the price gotta be so high?
What was it, 175 for sweatpants?
Yeah. No, 135. But that's everything though. Like I was on a website, I saw this, like I wanted one of them little jumpsuits and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The jacket $92.
Dang.
The pants $92. My nigga, I'm not paying $180 for some sweaty sweats, bruh.
Plus shipping.
Shipping and tax. God, you know, like dog, what? I understand you know what your work is worth. I get that. Nigga, I don't know you. I don't know the quality of this shit. You gotta give me a test run first and then jack the price up on me, cuz don't just come out the gate $200, man. Like, nigga, who's doing that?
Yo, where are you gonna wear a jumpsuit to though?
Nigga, around the house.
Yo, do you wear the top and the bottom together?
Yeah. Oh, and at strip clubs.
Oh.
From now on, it ain't nothing but sweatpants at the strip club, son.
Do you wear drawers underneath?
Yes. I cannot leave the house without brakes on. I just can't do it.
Wait, brakes?
Yeah. Underwear ain't nothing but the slow down farts.
So
think it said, ugh.
Do you wear boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Both, oh, okay. Yo, wearing boxers was crazy back in the day. I don't know why the hell I was doing that.
Yo, that shit was so ridiculous, dog. Boxers are very uncomfortable, man.
Yo, they,
boxers is made for niggas with low hanging balls.
Yo, boxers is basically just shorts with a hole in the front.
Yo, baggy fucking shorts too.
And everybody got duped into wearing them.
Yeah, because they used to show them on videos and movies and shit. Them niggas always had boxers on. So niggas got boxers. Now, nah, man, that shit is not cool.
I was the only one, like, I'm not wearing that.
Oh, that's because you never stopped wearing tighty whities.
You're damn right.
Yeah, this nigga still got he still got Fruit the Looms with He-Man's on him and shit.
You think I'm gonna have my balls just out there with no support?
Just dangling.
You know what I'm saying? No support team. What the hell wrong with y'all?
You know how many times I clack my own nuts together wearing boxes. Nigga, that shit ain't fun.
I told y'all about dude who twisted his nuts up together because he didn't have no support.
Yeah, man, that shit happened.
And I remember people used to laugh because if you didn't wear boxers. And I used to laugh because y'all wore them.
This nigga got on draws.
I was saying, like, that's going to make me go home. Mom, can we go to Walmart? I need to get some boxers. Yo, peer pressure is stupid. But everybody fall for it.
Yep.
Yo, I be laughing. Like, yeah. I'm supposed to do something because you think it's funny.
Because everybody think it's cool. Nigga, fuck y'all.
You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for y'all to jump on this Kanye West sweats kick, though. It's going to be 130 degrees. I'm going to have the Kanye Trust Gods on.
Yo, like, I feel like I'm going to have to restrain myself from pushing somebody down if I see them wearing that shit.
Yo, they're going to be proud, too.
You know what I'm saying? I got on this. That's like the first time I seen somebody wearing them, the Yeezy Boost,
mm-hmm.
the dumb high top ones.
Yeah.
Yo, I hit him with the only Michael Jackson face, dog. Like, nigga.
Wait, you hit him with the hee-hee?
No, nigga. The screw face from the Bad video.
Oh, okay.
Yo, like, them shits is ugly.
Yo, I'm still perplexed that everybody run to these Yeezy, them Boosts, man.
Yeah.
And them, them celebrities. I know them, they got it. I know they're free. The Balmain joints, the Balenciagas, the celebrities be wearing.
Yeah.
But I'm not even wearing those free, dog.
Yeah, nah. It's It's not happening, bro. There's not a pair of them that I like.
You got an anchor on your foot.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, them shits is cinder blocks. Even the ones that look like socks is dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, there's nothing good about that shit, man.
Oh, man.
And dumb expensive.
Dumb expensive. Update. I won the bracket challenge with Dr. Eric Thomas. Don't say they'll be hit by applause or that I don't have queued up. But yeah, man.
When you get that up one-on-one?
I don't know. They emailed me and he was like, yo, we got to set up a time. But I know they are like on tour right now. So.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to forget.
Yeah.
Because I really don't have any questions. Like I told him, I was like, I ain't got that many questions.
Yeah, they're going to send you a t-shirt and be like, all right, bro.
Yo, what I'm going to try to do is finesse a conference. Like when they do them tours.
Yeah.
Let me get one of them $600 tickets for the free.
For the low, low.
You know what I'm saying? Let me slide up in that joint.
Hell no. Nah.
So shout out to me, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
Shout out to me. Very humble. Very humble.
Yo, Ben Simmons versus Jared Dudley.
Yo, how did this retirement basketball Sunday playing ass nigga get in the NBA?
Yeah, why he look like your uncle that's annoying at the barbecue?
Yo, he look like an old nigga that go to the gym to boss.
Yeah, he do. He
look like that old nigga that's over in the corner stretching for 45 minutes before he start playing.
And y'all don't even play with fouls, but he got 1 point. And 4 fouls and 2 flagrants.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what the fuck, man? Yo, who is this dude, man? That there is no way this nigga's less than 45, man.
Yo, my man talked all that noise, calls his team to lose while he sit half the game on the bench. He had an amazing 0-for-2, I think 1 rebound and 4 fouls. Ben Simmons was like 11-for-13 with like 41 points.
You let this thing inside. Yo, did you see the air ball?
Yeah.
Yo, he hit the air ball. Come back the next game and shot the 3. Yeah, everybody get it on the second try, motherfucker. You failed so miserably the first time, you had to get it the second time, right? And they gonna throw his arms up in the air like, yeah, nigga. No, nigga, y'all lost.
Yo. My man, after that first game, airball, he was in the gym for 9 hours shooting that shot.
Straight up.
Just waiting for the next game.
I'm going to get in the same spot. I'm getting this, son.
Yo,
man.
And then try to beat up the other team to get kicked out the game.
Yo, Jimmy Butler pushed the shit out that.
Yo. I just wanted y'all to know, man, this is a learning lesson. Especially if you're not a starter.
Yeah, nah.
Don't pop nothing that your team got that you can't handle, that your team got to
for real, man. When Ben Simmons was like, it's coming from Jared Dudley. Come on, man. Like, nigga, we don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this nigga? I don't know who this guy is.
Dog, and then to have a name like
they got
that.
Flamed on, son.
To have a name like
so
that.
Trash.
Dog.
And to have that name and look like that. Like, it's just all the way bad, dog.
Jared Dudley. Dog, I'm not talking crap to nobody if my last name is Dudley.
Yo, for real, man. It's a rap, dog. Yo, I'm just happy. I'm out here making no waves, my nigga.
Like it don't even matter if NBA. It don't even matter if you got a tough first name first. It don't go together like Tyrone Dudley.
Dudley. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't tough up Dudley, man. Yo. Dudley was the nigga on Different Strokes. That was Arnold homeboy that got molested in the bike shop.
Oh, damn.
that nigga name was Dudley, my nigga.
I need a bit of help right now, I need a bit throw me a life jacket, bitch. Today, the last day I'm wearing the designer brief, bitch. Call y'all, do not make these brief for a bitch who got luggage. I don't know. Y'all a bit luggage. I'm for real, bitch. Designer brief. Besides y'all, that shit, for a bitch who got scrimped. Y'all make brief for a bitch who got scrimped, bitch. Little one, Vaino, Anna. I'm tired of that shit. That shit be suffocating nigga me, man. No, bitch, I like to show out. Bitch, I like to get naked, bitch, and show a bitch what they finna get, bitch. Meat hanging, bitch. Y'all like to show a bitch preview, bitch. Bitch, I can't show a bitch preview in them briefs, bitch. Bitch, mother, bitch. I'll be having a mother on a nigga meat, man. I'm looking for a bitch. Anybody tell me who made briefs for a bitch who got luggage?
I see. So you know how to fight. Well, today you're up against the Ting brothers.
The skill's worthy of a general. And if you want to fight, fight with me. One to one. Man to man. Much more fair. You agree?
Right. Whatever you say. Suits me fine. Hey!
Yo, y'all probably wondering why you hear just the voice of the Black David Hasselhoff. Well, let me tell you what happened. The episode, my audio, for some reason, was unchecked and it cut out my audio. So all you hear is Stone L to Reblade for like a full hour, son. Like, you don't even hear what I'm saying. It's crazy. I just looked on a Malto call recorder and my microphone was unchecked. I guess when I was clicking around, I clicked on something and I got unchecked. So the show, we got you a nice 44 minutes episode. So I had to put something in there to fill it out to let y'all know what we did talk about. Now, what we talked about that made me uncheck the microphone, I think it was Jesus who did it. Because we was talking about that time when, you know, the Notre Dame thing just happened currently. The Notre Dame Cathedral Church burnt down, whatever, or just burnt a hole in the top. I don't think it was salvaged, but it was a lot of it burnt up. And it was talking about how my man went inside there and he salvaged a lot of the paintings. And they said he even grabbed the crown of thorns Jesus had on his head when he was hanging on that cross. I'm like, yo, you walked in that joint and salvaged the crown of thorns and you let them know you salvaged it? Now, if that had would have been me, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, running up in there salvaging anything, the crown of thorns, I would have said, dang, man, the crown of thorns burnt to a crisp. And I would have took that crown of thorns back to the house. You know what I'm saying? That crown of thorns would have been mine.
It existed.
Now, this is probably why the episode got messed up, because I said I would have taken that crown of thorns and worn it to the club. You know what I'm saying? Who better than the man with the crown of thorns in the club? I got to get all the numbers. I got the crown of thorns on my head, baby. I'm protected. I'm in Jesus's aura.
I hope so.
Now, I would have wore the crown of thorns shopping, grocery shopping. Would have had to collect all the best deals on the food, the 2-for-1s, the 3-for-1s, the 40 to 30 to 20% off coupons. Everything would have been mine. I'm protected, baby. I got the crown of thorns on the head. I would have worn the crown of thorns in the shower. Who fresher than me when I'm showering with the crown of thorns? I don't think y'all understand. I got the crown of thorns on my head. I'm protected, baby. Now, that's probably why the episode got cut off. But it could have been also because of Stone L. Terrible. He came in with he seen they was selling on an infomercial. Y'all know, like, the Home Shopping Network? They had Jesus's baby blanket, the baby he was swaddled in the manger.
Lie.
They was selling it by square inch.
Ain't touch this.
They were selling it by square inch. And I forgot, I don't know if we discussed the price, but I don't know if it was $59.99. But I came in like, nah, son, if you selling the baby Jesus's blanket that he was swaddled in the manger, it gotta be minimum 499,000 per square inch. Like, you can't just, because once it's gone, it's gone. That's it. He had one blanket.
Nobody wants to tell the truth.
So I'm like, yo, was it like a blanket the size of a parachute? Because if they on there make a profit like that, I need to get in on that, baby. That blanket had to be mad big. It was like a parachute blanket. And they just cut off square inch, sending it to you for $499,000. That would have been my going price. You ain't get no, ain't no baby as popular as the baby Jesus in the manger. I even would have sold the manger. So maybe that's why the, you know what I'm saying, I got cut off. I need that crown of thorns.
It existed.
Then we talked about, what else did we talk about, man? Dang, we talked about, I don't know if the Nipsey Hussle joint got cut out, but we didn't really touch much on the wedding. I mean, not the wedding, the funeral. We didn't really touch much on it. But what I did say, it was pretty much an infomercial for a Crip recruitment video. I mean, that's what it was. It was a Crip recruitment ceremony.
Crip?
Like, the Crip initiations had to go up 43% in L.A. after the Nipsey Hussle funeral, as much as they represented Crips in there. You know what I'm saying? They had the thugs and the pallbearers. They had them. In the crowd, there was I was waiting for them to do when Jhené Aiko was singing. I thought somebody was gonna crip walk across stage, but luckily no crip walking was on stage. But yeah, man, I need to know that percentage. It had to go up. Crip recruitment went up at least 43% in LA. What else did we talk about? Man, we talked about a lot. Man, it was a good episode, man. Had his moments. Oh man, 44 minutes is all you got. A strong 44. Oh, we did the this or that. This or that got cut out. This or that. I did a Game of Thrones edition. And you ain't even have to watch Game of Thrones to, you know what I'm saying? You didn't even have to watch Game of Thrones to get it. To be in this or that, because I broke it down and let you know without any spoilers. So we're going to get into that Game of Thrones edition, this or that. Would you rather have 3 dragons or 500 dragon spear shooters? You know what I'm saying? Stone said he would take the 500 dragon spear shooters. Now, 500 dragon spear shooters. Did Stone say he'll take that? Or did he say he'll take the 3 dragons? I don't even remember right now. All I know is that 500 dragon spear shooters, they better be spaced out, because them dragons come in with that hot breath, and that heat could take all your spear shooters out in one drift. So I think I had to go with the three dragons, man, because you better have them spear shooters hidden, and you better have some in the vault, because he coming through with the hot breath. I believe Stone took the spear shooters. But forgive him, because he know not what he do. And then, would you rather have sex with your fine auntie, because Khaleesi was the fine auntie, or witch that's fine and she should take off her necklace, then she about 400 years old. So would you rather have sex with the fine auntie, or a witch that's fine and she should take off her necklace and she 400 years old? We both went with the witch, but we agreed that she had to keep her necklace on. You know what I'm saying? Don't come up out that necklace. Do not come up out that necklace. Let's see. Then we had the army. Would you rather have the army of the Unsullied and the Dothraki on your team, or the Night King and the Dead Army? Now, the Unsullied is a army equipped with the illest of fighters. And you know why they fight so good? Because they penises are chopped off. So if you ain't got no penis, all you got is fighting. So the army of Unsullied and the Dothraki. The Dothraki was some homies on horses. They ain't playing no games. They was on the horses. They had these big spear, long spear joints that would slice your whole head off in a single swift bound. They was fire. So you got the penisless Unsullied warriors with the Dothraki savage warriors, or you got the Night King and the Dead Army. Now, the Dead Army, when they kill you, it's just regular people. A lot of them are regular people that got killed in battle, with regular soldiers. But the Night King, when they fall, he can put his hands up and rise them up. So you got to fight him again. But hold up, if you can get to the Night King with the Unsullied and the Dothraki, then everybody, the Night King, all his soldiers that he killed, he dies. Then they all die and you're safe. So me and Stone went with the Unsullied and the Dothraki because you got to be a hell of a fighter with no penis. Yurt? All right, then we had, would you rather have on your team the Mountain or the Freaky Prince? Who is the Mountain? The Mountain is this big, stupid, big, like, he looked like two Shaqs put together with swinging a sword at you at 79 miles per hour. Or the Freaky Prince. Now, the Freaky Prince was a skilled, he was skilled way more than the Mountain as a fighter. But he was mad freaky. And why we call him the Freaky Prince? Because he'll have sex with a transgender. He'll have sex with a lesbian. He'll have sex with a straight man. He'll have sex with a straight woman. He's a perfect wingman in any situation. He'll have sex with anything you throw in the room. That's why he the Freaky Prince. Me and Stone agreed that we want the Freaky Prince fighting for us on our team. Why? Because anybody that would have sex with anybody is a straight savage. So that's why we want the Freaky Prince sword on our side over the Mountain. Alrighty. And that's all I can remember, man, from the last episode. Oh, Black, I don't know if Black Summer got cut out, but Black Summer with the zombies. It's a show on Netflix with zombies where the zombies run like a 4-3 and they don't get tired. And that's what I think. If a zombie apocalypse broke out, that's what we going to be up against. It ain't going to be like Game of Thrones. I'm a little weak. Them little sorry weak zombies that half walking. Nah, you about to get these marathon zombies. Like, what if Usain Bolt was a zombie? Like, you know what? I ain't running no more. I'm chilling. He got me. You got it. You got it, B. I ain't even gonna waste my time. I might as well die with breath than out of breath. Just go ahead and get it over with. Bite me. You know what I'm saying? We need to get our cardio up because these are the kind of zombies that's gonna be here. Don't let with the Walking Dead fool you. These zombies is going to be runners without getting tired. Now think about that. Your juke game going to have to be ill. Your hide game going to have to be iller. You better get ready. And if you want to roll with me, I'm tired of y'all, just like this movie. All right, my man was clipping zombies in the head. They was dropping. Four scenes later, he's shooting them in the chest, wondering why they ain't dropping. Dog, I need y'all to be aware of what's working and what's not working in a zombie apocalypse. Don't be out here wasting. Yo, they had a scene where it was mad people with guns. Like, they took off an armory of weapons. Yo, they was wasting like 600 bullets per zombie. Like, they were just randomly shooting. No, somebody need to call a meeting and say headshots only. Because we all going to die. They was shooting each other. It was bullets flying everywhere. Yo, Black Summer on Netflix. Check it out. It's kind of good, but it's kind of dumb. Because the characters are idiots. And I'm telling y'all, man. I'm sick of these zombie movies. When somebody you know get bit. And you just stand there like, Tony. Tony, it's me. No, Tony's dead. Yo, if you around me, I don't care if you ain't a zombie yet. As soon as you bit, I'm blowing your head off. I don't care who you are because where you're headed is zombie. You got to be tough in a zombie apocalypse. That's why half y'all going to die and make more zombies for me to kill. Because I ain't taking no shorts, no losses. Ain't no, nah, we going to wait till he turn in 20 minutes. Nah. Oh, you bit? Boom. Headshot. See you later. Y'all check out that. Game of Thrones Season 8 is back also. Game of Thrones Season 8. Boy, it started off with a bang. A lot of reveals, a lot of things, tying up loose ends. Next week, we're going to have the Battle of the Century. This is the biggest battle ever recorded in TV history, movie history. It's longer than the damn Lord of the Rings battle scene. If you ain't watching Game of Thrones, leave me alone. That's all I got to say. What else we got, man? I forgot what we talked about because it was just so much, but man, it's over now. So this is episode, did I talk about the OA? The OA season 2 is back after 3 years. Don't watch it. They messed it up. It's trash. Don't even check it out. Oh, big game Dame last night. Yo, Damian Lillard. Woo, I had a bet in. I had a 14 parlay with Portland at the end. They went up 8. I thought I was straight. Then Like, I never seen a team lose a lead that quick in my life. They went down 15 after being up 8. It was like 2 minutes left in the third quarter. They lost the lead. It was down 4. Getting to the fourth quarter, they're down 15. I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? I slammed a couple of salami sandwiches. I'm heated. But good and behold, they came back, tied the game 115-115. 30 seconds left, about 18 seconds left. Big game, Dame. Had Paul George on him. He dribbles the clock down to about 4 seconds. I'm like, yo, he letting the clock go down too low. It gets down to 2 seconds. I'm like, what is he doing? He's still at half court. Yo, my man did a little James Harden step to the right. You know what I'm saying? Electric slide to the right. Threw the ball up. Swishlies. Sent the Thunder home. And he waved goodbye to him. It was the sweetest lullaby. He rocked your man to sleep and hit him with the beep beep. Game over. Take your ass back on the bus. Go home. I won my 14 parlay. It was a glorious day. And that's how I ended my night. Yo, West Coast games and the NBA, y'all got to chill. Yo, West Coast, y'all know the start time for them games over here? 10:30 p.m., a start time. And that ain't even the official start time because they talking a little bit before the game start. So about 10:45, 10:50, you get the tip off. And then the game, boy, you up to about 2, 3 in the morning. And don't try to stay up and watch Shaq and Ernie and them. You might as well call out of work. So, yeah, man. Forget That Yo Radio, episode 229. We aging like fine wine. Y'all go ahead. We'll be back next go around. I had to get this joint done. Me and Storm's going to come back and finish out. But I was like, man, there ain't no way we could recreate what we did. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to just go ahead and do it like that. I did see a picture today. I think I put it on Forget That Yo Instagram. Y'all follow us on there, man. No, I didn't put it up there yet, but I'm going to put it up there. My man got Nipsey's exact tattoos he had on his face, put them on his face in the same place. Yo, y'all really got to chill, man. Y'all doing too much. I don't know what's going on. When I seen that picture, I logged out the internet. I threw my phone down the stairs. I said, I'll get this phone later. Y'all really out here bugging. He got the same beard. He got the same braids. And he did the side profile shot. They was calling him names, y'all. Y'all know they had to do it to him. They call him Misery Lap. They call him Flimsy Hustled. They call him Cringe Gnaw. Said he wasn't on the marathon. He was on a 7-yard dash. And to wrap it up, my man said they called him Never Hustled. Just cut it out, bro. We had a bunny down here in Orlando. He was getting twerked on in the club. Then he was beating up thugs. You know what I'm saying? He was doing it all downtown Orlando. Getting twerked on and beating people up. It just came out. My man is like a fugitive from New Jersey. My man came down here in a bunny suit for Easter. Got busy as a fugitive from New Jersey. Armed robbery, everything. And then get down here acting a fool. Exposing himself. Nah, bruh. You can't expose yourself, man. You gotta keep it low-key when you're out here acting a fool. You know what I'm saying? A bunny suit was a good way to hide because it was Easter. But then you messed it up when you had to go out there and help. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you did help. The black lady was looked like it was a homeless man she was fighting. And but I'm glad you helped her out, man, because nobody else, you know how we do it. We got the cameras. Everybody's recording. That's how it was going down. So my man in the bunny suit was the only one that stood up. But I'm like, I see why he stood up now. He was a damn fugitive. You know what I'm saying? An armed robbery and all that. If he had the WAP on him, he would have been out there in the bunny suit. You know what I'm saying? Busting back. But man, I'm going to just let y'all go with that, man. I gave y'all a little extra 20. You heard me? Gave y'all a little extra 20. Oh, I got these shoes, insoles from the VA. Feel like I'm walking on cotton. Clouds. I'm on cloud 9. It got a little joint at the bottom where it's like a little stand, like on the bottom of the insole. I'm like, ooh, these are expensive. I need to look these up, see how much they cost, because they said I can get another pair in like 3 weeks to put another pair of shoes. But if you know they up there that price, I might put them on eBay. You know what I'm saying? And then say, hey man, I need another pair for my other shoes. So we're gonna see how that works. And follow us on all social media, man. At Forget That Yo on Twitter. At Forget That Yo on Instagram. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We need some more iTunes reviews. Move us up the charts. Share the show with your friends. Share the show with your cousins. Holla at your gualito. And we're going to do it like that, man. Check me out if you want the Wu-Tang Clan t-shirt. It's a waffle that look like the Wu-Tang W with Wu-Tang Clan in the middle. Go to foodtangclan.com and you can check that out. It's dope. Ain't nobody got that. The eyes going to be turning. I just got another one in red. It was pretty fire. Before I wrap this up, let me go down to the geography of the people checking out the show. Shout out to the UK. Y'all still out here doing it big with us. Ireland. Shout out to France. Let me get a wider audience on this. Let me get that wider audience so I can really see these numbers. Yeah, shout out to South Africa. I need a place to stay. I'm going to come out there and holler at y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hook your boy up. Australia. Heard y'all got mad wild animals out there. Egypt still holding us down. Shout out to Egypt. I really got to get out there to the pyramids. Yo, do y'all got something I could get off King Tut? You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't get to the crown of thorns before my man turned it in. So if I can get, like, his the staff he had or, like, a diamond or something from King Tut, I'm really going to be out here acting a fool. Yo, India. Shout out to India. Let me see. Let me go to the States. What we got? Shout out to Tampa, yo. I'm going to be in Tampa probably this weekend. Shout out to Wichita, Kansas, still holding us down strong. San Jose, California. Anchorage, Alaska. Ain't it cold as hell out there? Y'all hold it down, though, man. Dallas, Texas, still doing it big. Raleigh, North Carolina. Miami. I ain't been to Miami in a minute, but I used to be out there heavy. Ooh, Riverside, California. Y'all got money out there? Is that close to... What's that place where all the tech people at? Silicon Valley? Holla at your boy. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Colorado Springs. Holla at your boy. Dang, y'all really came in with the ooh-wop on this episode. Well, this week, this month. KC, Missouri still holding us down. Jacksonville, Florida. Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, I see y'all, Baltimore. Washington, D.C. I still got to get out to D.C. Houston, H-Time, holding it down already, riding on swangers and foes. Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, the Celtics, they up out of here this round, man. Philly, what up, Philly? Y'all probably be up out of here this round, too, in the playoffs. L.A., holla at your boy. Chicago, Chi-Town, holding it down. Yo, the greatest chicken and waffles ever is at Batter and Berry's. Chicago, they got limited open hours, so you better get out there quick. Town and Country, Florida, holla at your boy, man. It's the Black David Hasselhoff, aka Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, aka if it's free, it's for me, aka I'm only in a friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? And I'm out here, man. Y'all be good. Peace.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
I'm broke, baby. I ain't got no money.
Bullshit. I see you shining, nigga. I can smell a motherfucker with money. Even Ray Charles can see you got money.
For me, let it show. Feel for she knows. Me and you all alone. Smoke away, let it go. She's so with it, I'm so with it. Jack Margiela, I'm that nigga, yeah. I know what she doing for me, and I'm down with the movement. I just love how you nervous. I just love how you nervous. Whoa, feel for you, and you love it. Feel for me. Get down with the motion. I wanna get lost in your ocean. Giddy up on me. We gon' get it, we gon' get it till we finish. Boogie, 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 boogie my way. Boogie, boogie my way. I'm out in Miami, I'm in California. Been New York, my city, you know. Let's have a good vibe, a hell of a time. Light up the doobie and smoke. I'm all on the road, I'm out of control. Please know I'm thinking of you. Always thinking of you. Always thinking of you. She's so with it, I'm so with it. Jack Margiela, I'm that nigga, yeah. I know what she doing for me, and I'm down with the movement. I just love how you nervous. I just love how you nervous. Whoa, feel for you, and you love it.
Forget that, yo. Let's set that up. Let's set that up because you niggas are more West Coast than West Coast niggas.
West.